Blog Talk Radio.
Hey you, can I learn your flavor? It's brand new. Now it's in the papers, all I seem to see. Must be something underneath. Take two, I'm still trying to figure out what makes you hard on the call. I guess it comes from your heart, cause when your head's right, you take your time, there's something about the love of things you like. Fire when the strobe hits. Bet you're looking for something new. I feel the hate with this stare and never crush the room. I dare you play your cards, boy, you bet I'm a trendsetter.
Hi everyone, and welcome to Utopia Wave. My name is Psychic Lady Yoli, and tonight, as well as every full moon's night, I conduct free tarot card readings via Blog Talk Radio. As you may know, I am a clairvoyant psychic, which basically means that I don't need a specific tool to do my readings. I do use tarot cards at times, though, and that basically helps with description and time frame, okay? Now, if you are interested, and I'm going to be brief in the beginning so we can take some of our callers, but if you are interested in receiving a more in-depth, complete one-on-one session, you're welcome to go onto my website, and that's www.ladyyoli.com, and that's L-A-D-Y-Y-O-L-Y .com, and I have many different services that you can choose from, some of which can be done over the phone or via email, text. I mean, the options are endless, and my prices are modest so that everyone can obviously choose something that meets their budget and or needs. If you're looking to subscribe, I have weekly newsletters as well as monthly articles of interest. You can also subscribe to my mailing list within the website. I'm also on Facebook as Psychic Lady Yoli and on Twitter as well. So those are the social media places that you can connect with me as well. So basically, we're going to start taking some of our callers. As I said before, I do take this very enlightening in the sense that I love doing these free readings during the full moon. One thing I do want to mention is that you want to brace yourself for some major celestial multitasking for tonight and the rest of the end of week, meaning Friday and the weekend, because there's a lot of things that are going to start manifesting. If there's been certain things that you've been putting on hold, I kind of see these things resurfacing, and I mean, it's the perfect time to kind of put yourself in order as far as what you want to do moving forward, you know, or like I like to say, what is it, kind of rushing into the end of the summer and now looking more towards, you know, the end of the year that's approximating, and you want to make sure that you get all of that, all of those things from your bucket list for the year. You want to get those things out of the way. Now, every month's full moon is a cause of celebration and reflection. Through what you celebrate and reflect upon may vary from month to month, obviously. This month, which is the corn moon, is all about laying the groundwork for things to come. In the same way that corn must be planted and cultivated in order to grow, you must set your intentions and see them through before you can reap the benefits of your work. So basically, it's a lot about doing what you need to do to get it, you know, don't put it off anymore. Just, you know, sacrifice yourself now, and trust me, it will pay off later in the end of the year. Now, enough about all that. We're going to start taking our callers. I know you guys are eager. Thank you so much for calling and participating in the show. We're going to take our first caller. Her name is Barbara. She's at area code 607. And let's put her on the air.
Hello?
Hi, Barbara.
Hi,
Barbara. Can you hear me?
I can. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, good.
I know you just closed your date of birth, and 1229, which is Capricorn. And, you know, keep in mind that these are mini readings, and because of that, we want to make sure that we can get to everyone else. So if you can just guide me into the category that you want me to look into, whether it be love, career, or just life goals, I can definitely take a look at that for you and provide you with a brief reading.
Okay, great. I'd like you to look into my love life, please, specifically my marriage.
Okay, perfect. I can definitely take a look at that for you. Because this is a public show, typically when I do love readings, I do need the information for the spouse as well. If you don't want to disclose that, that's perfectly fine. I can do this reading with just with your information, but I always like to disclose that in case you're not wanting to provide that information.
No, his name is Rick, and his birthday is April 22nd.
You were going to provide his date of birth?
Yes, April 22nd.
Okay, perfect. So let me take a look at this for you. Okay, so I do see that there's potential. I mean, I feel that there's a very strong connection. Unfortunately, I do sense a distance. Now, I do want to be clear. I don't sense a third person, okay, and I think that's important to say. Typically when there's distance, that could be a factor, but that's not the case in this relationship, but I do sense some distance. Now, is it safe to say that there's been some, I guess, some hardships recently, something that may have kind of affected him? As far as perhaps work or even financially?
I would say work. Work, I think.
Oh, I'm sorry, hon. I couldn't hear you.
Work is hard for him right now.
I see. Is he having any struggles where he may have been cut back or maybe not having as much work going on? that could potentially harm him with, you know, financial stability.
Yes. I would say that, yes. But I'm interested in if we're going to get back together.
Okay. Like I said before, I sense that there's a lot of potential. And this could definitely be something that could definitely be rekindled, okay? I just feel that right now, especially with everything that he's going through, he needs to attend to that before he can even consider reestablishing this relationship. I mean, I feel that he's very focused into this, and this has really played a toll on him, okay? So just be mindful of that. I guess more than anything is being patient through while he goes through these hardships. And you should expect him to come back around or having more balance more towards the end of the fall. Because with his type of line of work, it almost seems as if it's seasonal. So right now there might be some issues or challenges, I'll put it that way. But things will fall into place later in the fall. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're quite welcome, hon. Thank you so much for calling. Alrighty, folks, let's take our next caller. One second. For those of you who just tuned in, welcome to Utopia Chat. I see that there's some people in the chat room. Thank you so much for participating. If you want to call in to obtain a free reading, you're welcome to do so. And the number is 1-929-477-4064. I repeat that number again. It's 1-929-477-4064. I also provide, obviously, one-on-one sessions where we can channel together, and I can provide you with a reading. Obviously, those would be more in private, and you're welcome to obtain those services by going onto my website, which is www.ladyyoly.com, and that's LadyYoly.com. We're going to take our next caller. Let me see. This is Terry at area code 570. Good evening, Terry.
Hey, good evening. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, no. Thank you so much for calling in.
I just recently had with the full moon and everything that's going on, I had a person that has come back into my life, a relationship, and I just want to know if it's headed in the right direction. I don't think he has admitted to himself yet. He makes excuses to come into town, but it's never to see me, but he always ends up with me. So I don't know if he's admitted to himself yet that I'm the one.
And I just want to make sure I understood. This is someone from your past?
Right, that I had been involved with, and we had an argument. We split up, and he called out of the clear blue sky and just came back into my life like he never left.
Okay. Well, I can definitely take a look at that for you. Once again, this is a public radio show. If you want to disclose this information, that would be helpful. If not, I can definitely do the reading with your information.
With his birthday, do you need her?
Oh, I'm sorry?
Do you need his birthday?
His first name would be helpful, yes.
Michael.
Michael, okay. Do you happen to have his date of birth, hon?
It's July the 17th.
Okay, perfect. Okay. So, yes. I see how he's resurfaced. More than anything, I do want to mention that this is a connection that I feel has happened once before. In other words, there was a relationship, you know, there was distance, he parted, he came back around, and it seemed like you guys tried to, you know, try it again, and then it broke off again. So this is kind of like a pattern that has happened in the past. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. This time around, though, I do sense it to be slightly different. And what I mean by that is that there is definitely a sense of persistence. Like, he's very persistent this time around, and he really wants to kind of make things work, okay? The time wasn't essential last time, okay? The time was not of essence last time, and I think that that kind of played a factor. And I also feel that there was a third person. He didn't necessarily detach 100% from the person that he was pursuing, perhaps, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I feel is that this could definitely be pursued in a more serious way as opposed to it being a casual connection, okay? But, and I just want to make sure you're aware of this, the person he was with, I mean, it ended recently, okay? And I feel that this person still seems to latch on. Like, I still feel that this person reaches out to him every so often. So the reason I'm telling you this is because this may resurface in the next couple days, and I don't think that you should be discouraged, because I think that he has definitely transitioned away from the relationship, but she still seems to think that there's potential and that, you know, there could be more to it, okay? But he has definitely, you know, cut all ties. Let's put it that way.
No, I agree. I agree there was a third person, and he sort of had mentioned that today when I was with him, that he has not. It's funny, because he did come back. You are very accurate. He did come back in a different way. He's different to me. And I had already, you know, sort of set my intention of not playing back into it. But he'll make an excuse to come into town, because it's a distance apart. He'll have his car fixed here because it's cheaper. He'll make a million excuses. Because I don't think he could admit it to himself, or that once he admits it that I'm the one, I think he'll be okay. So I'm just going with the flow, because
that's what you want to do. You don't want to jump the gun. Take it as it comes, and just be mindful that he's trying his best to disconnect completely. And I hate to refer to any relationship as it being toxic, because I think it's a really negative way of describing a relationship. But I think that he did have a lot of challenges in that relationship, and having made that step of stepping away and totally disconnecting has been a big milestone for him. So just give him the benefit of the doubt. Let him try to get that worked out, you know, where he can definitely, you know, cut all strings. And, you know, let him prove to you that he is willing to move forward. Okay?
Mm-hmm. I agree. 100%. But he really
I want to wish you the best of luck, and thank you so much for calling in, okay?
And thank you for taking me. Thank you very much. Good night.
You're welcome. Have a good night. All righty. So we're going to go with our next caller. Folks, and I just want to let you know, because sometimes I'm unable to get to everyone, and I see that the lobby is full. We're going to try to get to everyone today. If I'm unable to do so, please kindly reach out to me. I will provide my personal number at the end of the show, and I'll try my best to get to you. If not now, hopefully later on today. The other thing is, you know, keep in mind, my website is www.ladyyoli.com. You know, I have different services that you can choose from. I have email readings, text readings, phone readings, typically all first-time sessions. I always recommend that you do it over the phone, and that way is so that we can obviously get to know one another and be able to channel more intensively and in depth. After that, if you're looking to get more of a follow-up and things like that, then you're welcome to use any of the other services. But, make sure to go on to the website. If you have any questions, you can always also send me any questions through the site as well. Okay? So let's go with our next caller. This is area code 786, and her name is Shayna. I hope I pronounced that right.
Yeah, Shayna.
Hi, Shayna. And how can I help you this evening?
I just want to know about my career and life in general.
Okay, perfect. And I have your date of birth, which you provided before the show. Let's see here. Okay, there's a couple of things that come up. I guess let me ask you this, and that way I'm making sure that we're picking up on this right and interpretation. I feel that there's a connection with someone that you may have previously worked with. Now, this doesn't necessarily have to be a coworker. It could be a previous employer. It could be someone who's providing you with a lead. And I'm picking up on a female. Now, have you recently been provided with a referral from someone who you worked with?
No.
Okay. And the reason I say that is because I feel that you're going to be entering an atmosphere that's very familiar. In other words, you must have worked there before, volunteered, interned, some type of work has been done at that place. And I see you going back. Oh, go ahead, hon.
I work at a hotel, recently now.
Are you still working there?
Yes, I'm still there.
Okay. This is a new setting, though. This is someone reaching out to you and providing you with a lead for you to work at a place that you worked at before.
Okay.
So prior to this hotel, that's something that you would be kind of looking into.
Okay.
And as I said before, I feel that it's a female who would be providing you with that lead. The good thing about this is that I do sense it to be very permanent and long-term, and I actually see you doing very well, okay? Compensation, I see you being happy with the compensation as well.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to jump the gun here just because I got it from the beginning of the reading. Did you do any type of work before the hotel that involved like a school setting or with younger kids, anything of that nature?
Back in high school, I did daycare.
Okay. So keep that in mind because I feel that that's kind of the setting that you would be doing. Okay. Alrighty, Shayna, thank you so much for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, hon.
Bye-bye.
Alrighty. Let's take our next caller. This is area code 915. 915, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi. Hello. I know you called after the show, so I was unable to get your name. Oh, and there's kind of an echo. If you do have the radio show in the background, you want to make sure you lower it.
No, I don't.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. What is your name?
My name is Joey.
I'm sorry?
Joey?
Joey. Okay, Joey. And Joey, how can I help you today?
Yeah, I wanted to know, I've been kind of, my ex has been popping in my head recently.
Okay.
And I just wanted to know if, if she's maybe been thinking of me, or if she wants to get back with me or something like that. It's been a while since we broke up.
Okay, sure. Joey, let me have your date of birth, and let me have her name and her date of birth. Once again, this is a public show. If you don't want to provide her information, that's fine. But I would need your date of birth.
Yes, my date of birth is May 5th of 85.
Okay.
And then hers is May 24th of 86.
Okay. Okay. And what's your first name?
Cynthia.
Cynthia. So when it comes to Cynthia, there's, I don't sense that there's a relationship as of now, correct? I just want to make sure that's right. Okay.
No.
I kind of feel the same thing that I did with this other person who called in. There's a pattern of reaching out and kind of just connecting. So it's never formal, but it's like a consistent pattern of her coming into the picture and then stepping away. Is that accurate?
But it's been a long time since that's happened. But that's what I'm calling, because recently I just been thinking about her and she's been popping in my head. But it's been a while, maybe like 2 years since I've heard from her or anything. So.
Okay. But you do have some type of communication, maybe not in person, but in some other way.
No, we don't. No, not at all.
Okay. So having had, thoughts of her and things like that, obviously, I wonder if you've been wanting her to come back around. And typically, obviously, these are probably reasons why you've, been thinking about her. The other thing is, sometimes we tend to call people when we think about them, when we dream about them. Sometimes it's, universe advising us that this person may be coming back around and kind of preparing us for that, okay? What I'm seeing is that relationship never really concluded, okay? And there's still a lot of things that were left up in the air. So typically when that happens, that person will definitely come back. As far as the time frame, it could be anywhere. As you well expressed, it's been a while since you've been able to meet with her and disclose things from the past. I do feel her coming back around. I don't sense it to be anytime soon, though. But when she does, I feel that a lot of things are going to be talked out. As I said before, this relationship didn't really conclude. It didn't conclude in a good manner, and it really didn't conclude in any way. There was no, there was no closure. Okay.
Yeah.
But you will see. And I want to say that more in the extended future, that meetup. And at that point, you'll be able to address whatever wasn't addressed when you guys were, seeing each other or when you last saw each other.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
I do want to wish you the best of luck, okay?
All right. You too.
Do take
Bye.
Care. So, folks, I just want to let you know we have about, about 2 more minutes of showtime. I do want to thank everyone who called in to get a free session this evening. Please keep in mind that I run these shows every month on Full Moon's Day. Our next Full Moon's Day will be September 15th, and that's the Harvest Moon, which will be in Pisces. I will make sure to send notifications and alerts to let you guys know as friendly reminders. If you do want to be alerted of when I'll be hosting these shows, you're welcome to subscribe onto my website so you can be added onto my mailing list. And once again, my website is ladyyoli.com, which is LadyYoly.com. I will also be providing you with my direct number. My number is 786-290-4735. Thank you so much for calling in. I wish you guys the best. Good night and brightest blessings.
Mm-hmm.